Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Hang on, I'm not ready.
Oh, professional my ass.
Oh, sorry, I said I'd be ready, but I'm not. Oh, and then Paul drops his iPad like a real fucking Bush League amateur.
It's all right. It's not
Tony.
Not expensive. Hey, dude, how you doing? How's it been? How you been?
Just, you know, I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing this new video game.
What are you playing?
Shit, what's it called?
Oh, my fucking God.
Well, it's one word. It's called, I think it's called like Butcher. Butcher.
Butcher, right?
It's a $3 game right now on PSN, mm-hmm. and it's a fucking side-scrolling, like, fucking shooter, and it's just a fucking, like, 16-bit gore fest. Really cool music. It's like Doom meets, like, a Castlevania side-scrolly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But real fun and dumbed down.
I downloaded fucking Symphony of the Night. That was free on Xbox. So you can actually play that if you want, because you're connected to mine.
You know what you're getting into? You ever played those?
No.
They tell you nothing,
mm-hmm.
and there's a ton to the game. Like, like moves that you wouldn't really think. Like, if you're running forward and you hit, like, down back, it does something.
Okay.
If you, like, hit, like...
I'll learn, dude.
B up, it does something.
Once I stop playing Destiny, I'll learn.
I'm just saying, look up, like, a controls list.
Yeah.
You'll be way satisfied.
So, like, I have not been playing any
but
Destiny.
It's gorgeous. No Destiny. Wow.
I haven't played at all this week.
Were your hands broken?
Yep. I'm in two casts. just work's been, you know, it's work.
Oh, takes it out of you.
But also, I did, like, the hard grind for the Solstice armor, the first 2.0 armor
for
Shadowkeep.
Yeah, I heard about that. The legendary grind.
Yeah, and it was fucking a lot. And so once I got it, I was like, and I'm good. Like, Iron Banner was this week. I'm like, I'm all right. The Iron Banner armor was, like, fucking stupid as hell. It's like, all right, get 100 grenade kills as a team. Get 100 sword kills as a team. I'm like, I don't want to do any of this.
No.
I was surprised that some people grinded all three characters for the Solstice armor. Like, it is not... Dude, one thing of one piece of armor, because usually there's three things you have to do per piece. 10 gambit matches. That right there is like fucking, what, 3-4 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
And it could be depressing.
Yeah,
for
sure.
It could be very depressing.
Get a bunch of fucking blueberries with 14 motes just trying to get into fucking 15, you know?
Don't worry, guys. I'm almost there. Oh, I died.
Oh,
I died.
The
lost 19.
The knight got me. You can't even carry 19. How did that happen?
You max out?
Yeah, 15 is the most you can hold.
Then what? Just walk through them?
No, you deposit.
No, I'm saying, like, if I got 15.
Oh, you're not picking up shit. Yeah.
It just walks through them.
For sure. Like, you could. You remember, like, the high value targets that, like, they drop 15 if you were the only one getting them?
Dude, it's like a jizz fountain of triangles.
It really is. They drop 15. If you have 10 when you're killing one, you only pick up 5. 10 are just chilling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And usually he's, like, not in a part of the map that's populated. So, like, no one else is there.
Ew.
Just blinking fucking motes. Down the
that's the worst.
Down the tube.
When you're triple jumping towards like 5 blinkies.
Triple jumping, yeah.
And then you land on nothing.
Forgot you were a hunter. but yeah, Destiny's. I'm really stoked for Shadowkeep. Hopefully, I get some time to play it once it comes out. I'm sure I will.
You'll have every evening of your life and every weekend.
That's true.
So
this is my first 3-day weekend. I've been working 6 days a week for the past 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Or some shit. And I have a 3-day weekend this weekend, and it's been fucking tight.
Isn't it cool?
We had a wedding on Friday. That was a blast. It was in a barn, a very rustic barn.
That's sweet.
It was out over on Cleveland Maslin Road. Yeah, it was one of Josie's friends from work. It was neat. A buddy of mine that like went on a couple of UADS tours with us and shit, he was there. So that was cool catching up with him, having some drinks in a barn.
That sounds really fun and rustic, dude.
Yeah, it was cool. They had these fucking bathrooms, dude. It's
cool.
A trailer that they pull up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men, women, family. Old couple walks into the family together. It's one room.
Yeah. Well,
just getting blown, bro.
Maybe it's a 2-person job at that age.
Just soaking out the fucking life jizz from the old guy.
Question.
Yeah.
Would you want to be euthanized if you couldn't wipe yourself?
Yeah, for
okay.
sure. I think so.
Yeah.
Actually, depends. Am I still like able
no,
to...
No, depends. You couldn't even get those on and off.
Zinger. am I still able to like play Destiny 2?
It's hard. You have arthritis in both hands.
Okay, so yeah, if I can't like do things that I enjoy,
yes.
all I could do
well,
is sit
means
and
most functions are fucked.
Sit and watch something.
Nearly,
that's all I could do.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ugh, this
inability
sucks.
To wipe is, I would assume, near vegetable state.
True. Yeah. Okay.
Because how hard is, you know, that motion?
Like, if I feel, I feel like if I lost, like, from, like, my, like, where my torso ends, mm-hmm. down, like, no dick.
No dick.
Yeah, no dick, no asshole. I just have a colostomy
that's
bag.
That's almost, like, guaranteed end it.
See, for me, I'd be like, well, you know, I've had my fun. If I can still move my hands and shit, like, and just enjoy that aspect of, like, life, then I'm like, yeah, I could do this for another few years at least.
In a wheelchair, though.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't have to do anything. I couldn't. Couldn't work.
You would cruise.
What do you mean?
Just cruise around.
Yeah, wheelchair. Yeah, I'd be rolling down the street or everywhere, dude.
I'll just get stuck on those big old sidewalk with the roots through them. Just thumping into those.
Not here, obviously. I'd definitely get some motorized. I'd get one of those ones with the flags.
Dude.
Just fucking cruising
just
up the Acme.
Just rolling around.
Yeah. They make like cars for people that don't have legs or can't reach.
Know.
Yeah, pedals are you use them with your hands. Play a lot of video games. It's like Forza.
You would not be getting in any cars.
Fuck no.
You would be like, what program can drive me around if need be?
Yeah, or get like a fucking what are the Teslas?
Yeah,
they can drive you.
And Josie would just become like a home health aide.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would be weird. I'd be like, well, I mean, if you want to go get fucked, I understand.
I mean, I'm just going to work on getting onto the toilet for 20 minutes.
Well, I can't even work to get on the toilet. I have no asshole or penis. I just have a colostomy bag.
But you have arms that can lift your... Oh.
Right.
Really?
I'm just getting drained.
Oh, because your asshole will just go whenever it wants.
Yeah. No,
the
just my body. Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, just gonzo. Yeah.
That's a rough one.
But, I mean, like, I always thought about it. Like, if I broke both my legs... Okay, so not, mm-hmm. not anywhere near to mm-hmm. where, like, my whole half is gone from me. Broke both my legs in a fucking skateboarding accident. Kick turned on another ramp.
Tragic.
Broke both my legs. 3 foot half pipe.
landed a fucking sick trick. Semi ran over my legs.
Yeah, my shins went into my kneecaps. I would be totally fine with like 6 months of just like chilling in a bed. Wow. I would not mind that.
Have you ever been disposed?
Indisposed? No, I don't think so. I mean, I've like rolled ankles. I guess like kind of hobble.
Because I could tell you, I was kind of tired after like 3 weeks.
All right, so...
I was mobile, but God, did it suck.
Yeah, it hurt, right?
So there were times when I'm like, I'm just going to stay seated.
Maybe not 6 months, but I don't know.
Six months is a long run.
I mean...
2 months would be probably like...
That'd probably be tight. When I broke my elbow and I couldn't really do shit, that was a nice... And I just got in the PlayStation 4. That was tight. I got drunk every day and fucking just sat there and played video games.
Yeah. Yeah,
because they gave me 600 milligram ibuprofen, which just ripped a hole in my stomach.
Yeah, it does.
So I was like, I'm definitely just going to drink, like, I'm just going to stay on a steady diet of fucking, what was it? Not Sailor Jerry. Lady Bly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just had that and Coke every day. Not cocaine, but yeah, I'm just like, whoa, Tony!
Go to bed, Paul.
I broke another elbow.
I keep hitting it on everything.
Yeah, I broke my other one. No, I enjoyed that. Like, that was a nice, like, fucking break from the grind of working and shit like that. Like, I was like, yeah, I can't do anything at work, so can I have the whole month off?
They're yeah.
Like, I guess.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah, I don't know. It was cool. Other than not having money, that sucked.
That and, I feel like if you desire to do something, you wouldn't have the ability. If you desire to go to a concert, you could have. You could have gone, I'm going to get up.
Yeah,
go to
just
the concert.
Stay in the back.
Yeah, versus, my bowels don't work. My legs are shattered.
Or, yeah, my both legs broken. That would be hard going to a concert. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I want to go see a movie alone.
Can you wheel me? You can't.
Fuck.
yeah, you're right. But then again, I mean, like, I don't, like, do all that much now.
Arms broke, that would be a little...
That would fucking suck.
That would be a little rough.
Like, if I broke both my hands, mm-hmm. that would be the absolute worst.
I might be
I
like,
don't wish that
just
upon,
call it. Just
I
call
yeah,
it.
I don't wish that upon my worst enemy. Breaking
go,
both
what's
your
the
hands.
Point?
Because you're talking about not being able to wipe,
that's
pee, nothing.
You'd have to get in the shower.
Nothing? How?
I would duct tape or Gorilla tape, like, some strong hooks
mm-hmm.
onto my... like forearms there, kind of
okay.
like gauntlets.
Sure.
And they would be my pull the gym short hooks off.
Oh, okay.
I'd
so
fish them off.
So someone else attaches the hooks to you so
to
then
me.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, power hooks.
Okay.
And then I would at least have function to rip stuff off me to like hop in the shower to take a shit.
Yeah, that would, I mean, no, you could still
or
like,
I would be like,
you
what?
Still
I would be like,
toilet.
Hey, it's real stinky in here, but come and take a wipe.
Yeah. Courtney, I'm done.
I'm done. I'm done. You can come in now.
Yeah. I'll lean up.
Yeah, ring a bell with my claw.
Jesus. Like, I'm trying to think if, like, even if you could, like, station, like, toilet paper on something that doesn't move and just kind of try to wipe your asshole into that.
God.
Or at that point in time, I'd be like, we got to get a bidet. That's just it. There you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
We need a fountain of some sort for my asshole.
This needs to get sprayed off.
Because
I got no
arms. Not
going
to do this to you. I wouldn't ask you to do it. You know, I would do it for someone I love, but...
So
I'd be so dehumanized.
So it happens, right? You break both your hands. Yeah, who are you having wipe your ass?
Well, who do you think?
Either your dad or D.
No. Neither. With my cool insurance, I hire a...
You can't afford it.
Helper.
You can't afford it.
What?
Yeah, it's just off the table. So it has to be someone you know.
It had to be Courtney. I don't want my dad wiping my ass.
He did it before.
Yeah, when it was a fresh little sweet little tush.
Not now.
Not 33-year-old hairy just ass.
Beaten to death.
Just beat asshole.
Fucking a billion shits have ran through it.
The amount of steak that's pushed through it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't think your dad would be a good choice. Would Josie be your choice?
I mean, she probably have to be.
I wouldn't
want to. I know you wouldn't. I wouldn't wipe your ass either.
Good.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't.
If it was like gun to the head, I'd be like, yeah, got my dude Paul here. Don't kill us.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? Like you have to check to make sure it's all done. Like, you got to keep looking at the toilet paper.
Oh, I would just take a blind swipe. I wouldn't be like, peek into the bottle.
No, not that. I mean, like, you're taking a swipe and then you're looking at the toilet paper to make sure.
And I go, what am I, rubbing a fucking dry erase marker?
Yeah, it just keeps going. That was from fucking Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah, he's like, I keep wiping and wiping.
It's like
and
wiping
it keeps coming.
Dry erase marker. Well, all
okay.
right.
Okay. Well, so we did a few hypotheticals, which I love.
I know you do. That's why I do them for you.
Danger Zone.
That is the danger zone. Did you hear about the Funimation thing? Dragon Ball Z was trending on Twitter, which is usually never good. A recorded session of them making homophobic jokes as the characters from Dragon Ball Z, like the cast, came out.
Oh, like Goku's voice. Mm. And Yeah.
And so they're facing some pretty heavy shit.
Jeez, come on, Funimation.
Yeah, and like they like pride themselves in being like a fucking super like heavy workplace. Like, we don't tolerate any like bigotry or anything like that. And someone
even
recorded.
Though Master Roshi was like a fucking like pedophile rapist in that show.
They changed it up for the American versions.
But straight up, there's little ding-dongs in the fucking Japanese one.
Right.
Their little dingies are out.
But Funimation changes it up for the American version.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Hypocrite.
Kind of.
Put the dinghies back in.
Also,
be yourself.
I don't know. I was just kind of like, dude, they're like joking around. Fuck it.
Well, that's the whole thing is like, dude, like.
It's a joke. I don't think they're actually hateful people.
No,
but I don't know
probably
them personally.
Just like doing something silly with the voice of the character they've done for 25 years.
Yeah, literally, like, imagine going into that job and not making any jokes.
Well, I could make jokes if I was like Snake from like Metal Gear and I was like, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Eventually, I would try to do like, you know,
put it in my asshole.
A Scottish version, an Asian version, a fucking, you know, any version of that voice and fuck around
well,
with
you
it.
Probably, you'd
I'd
also
probably, like,
probably just say wild shit in the voice
in
of
the
Snake.
Voice. Yeah. Oh, God.
Because then it's Snake saying that shit. That's what makes it
funny.
That's
the best. Yeah. No, that's the best.
So I don't know. I just think it's kind of, it just sucks that like fucking like people are like, fucking burn it to the ground. It's
also,
just,
did
like,
you
Jesus,
hear Dave Chappelle's special?
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
So did I. We can talk about that when we get into recommendations, because I just watched that last night.
There's a ton of controversy about it.
Oh, I loved every second of it.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And
did you watch...
Yeah, he's so fucking ballsy, dude.
Did you watch the trailer for Joker?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like so fucking... It has all the elements of things I want. Dark DC character, Joaquin Phoenix, who's my fucking man, and this... Totally different era and aspect and style. Like, it looks like
kind of
like
Taxi Driver.
Like, yeah, like a dirty fucking New York.
Yeah.
Gotham. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It looks, I totally agree. It looks like the 70s of New York.
Yeah,
80s
like
of New York.
Really filthy fucking. And like, I kind of get the idea of the concept better is that people are mimicking something he did and he becomes almost a celebrity because of it. Because at one point he's on a talk show.
Right.
But people are mimicking him with masks.
I feel like that's the first time that you're going to see the laughing gas is going to be in that talk show scene.
That would be...
Because no one laughs at his jokes, so then he fucking poisons them, and then they all die of rigor mortis and smiles.
God, that's dope.
And then they're like forever smiling at his jokes.
So
yeah,
dope.
That's so sick. I hope that that's the case. But that seems like when he walked out, I was like, that has to be like the Joker terrorism act right there.
And they...
Do you think Batman's going to be in it? Josie, me and Josie were talking about this... a couple days ago, And I was like, if he is, it's the last scene. And it's like, and, yeah. And I'm going to feel like it's going to be, this pushes Bruce Wayne to become the Batman instead of the opposite of like the Joker being the force because Batman exists.
Yeah.
I think in this one it's going to be.
That would be kind of cool.
He takes up the cowl because he sees what's happening to the city and like how it's like now like these like fucking like almost like a mythos of a person. So then he creates the Batman to combat the Joker.
And he's like, hey, bats.
Yeah, or like, I mean, like, I just have a feeling that at the end you'll see someone standing there with a cape and cowl. Maybe not even like you will see the actor's face. Cause I don't think it's going to be fucking.
And then Joker just like
Twilight Boy
looks at him.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
That would be. But yeah, I'm stoked for that. That looked really good. I'm very hyped on that trailer.
But they say it's going to be, you know, early reviews were like it's like cerebral and dark in the vein of Logan. Oh, I think like fucking Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah, because like. Chapter 2 comes out like next week.
Yeah. Which they say Bill Hader is fucking incredible.
As Richie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait.
He's amazing in that show, Bernie.
Barry. Yeah.
He's Have you fucking tried watching really that? Good. I've watched like 4 episodes, then I started watching
Succession
and
because Ray Roberts was like hard on fucking Barry.
It's incredible.
He was like, it's the best show. I started watching the first episode and I can't remember, something happened and I just got forced out of it, but that is something that I want to watch.
It's kind of like cool. How I did with Succession.
It looks super dark.
It is. Yeah. I mean, the premise is very fucking like dark comedy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You see any other trailers or anything cool?
I went to the movies and I saw nothing but stupid trailers.
What'd you see?
Once Upon a Time.
Oh, when?
Friday night. At 9:50. I was there till 1 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So, how do you feel about the... All right, let's just hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
Let's do this one first, brah.
Yeah. How do you feel about the length? Especially in a theater.
Not necessary.
Really?
Not necessary at any length. I could have cut 30 minutes off that. Easy.
Dang.
And it wasn't even the Tarantino... slow motion with good music that you're used to. It wasn't Tarantino long discussions of two characters. Mm-hmm. It was like fodder. Like more driving, more of him showing what he loved about old Hollywood. The streets of fucking LA.
Oh, so almost like establishing shots.
Straight up cruising shots.
Wow.
Straight up establishing shots for places he loved the look of back then.
I
was like, I get it. That fucking theater looked different.
Okay, so...
Tight.
So, obviously, could have been shorter.
Could have been shorter.
How was Kevin Smith's daughter in it?
Who was she in it?
she didn't have a big
role.
She
didn't stand out.
She didn't have a big
role. Was she
role.
One of Manson's girls?
Hang on one second. I'll look it up. I'll give you her name. But
I wonder if she was one of... Sharon Tate's friends.
Okay, because maybe, yeah.
She's one of the two. That's where the female characters are in that movie, but... It was probably like it was weird. There was a duality because I was sitting there.
Froggy?
Huh?
Her name was Froggy?
Oh, it must have been a fucking Manson girl.
Okay. And I don't think she had like
she
a
was
lot
just,
of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one Manson girl that talks. The others do nothing.
Okay.
Other than like say like, get out of here. Hey, how's it going? Like,
are those four chicks the Manson girls?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, that was the shot of her in the trailer that like I knew.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That's them. It's revisionist history that Tarantino loves.
Yeah, like Inglourious.
Hitler did not die that way, but he wished it
what?
Did. Shocking. So you have elements of that to where shit that's not real, like, and it's funny, like Leonardo DiCaprio is a dude who was super fucking popular in the 50s.
Right.
Now the 60s are kind of eating him up.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to be a fucking hippie. He wants to be a cowboy.
Yeah.
Him and his stunt double are like a badass cowboy duo. Like, they're just dudes.
Right.
They want to be fucking dudes.
Yeah.
They
want to be fucking
and
dudes.
They want to be fucking dudes.
You know what
and
I'm
no
saying?
One's going to stop them. Because they're going to find dudes.
And they're going to fuck them.
They're going to fuck them good. Pacino has a very small role, and it's very weird that you use Pacino for a very small role, but I guess that's all he could afford or something, or he's busy, but he was pretty much like, yo, like, you got offered The Great Escape. When McQueen got it, you were offered it, right? And he was like, ah, fuck. And there's flashbacks that are really funny, so it shows Leo in The Great Escape.
Oh, neat.
Playing like Steve McQueen's part.
That's tight.
Like talking and like bantering, and he's like, you see, he's Captain Wings. Like it's the exact scene, but right. Leo did it.
That's cool.
So there's fun elements. There's awesome Western shit.
Yeah.
I love Westerns.
You do.
There's like entire, what is it? Like monologues of show episodes from like this show called Bounty Law that is this mythic, you know, this show in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's cool as shit. You're like, oh, cool. It's almost like a fucking Deadwood like speech.
Right on. I got
cool.
You.
So these are great. Then it's this weird side plot about Marilyn fucking, not Marilyn Manson, Charles Manson.
There you go.
And his growth in that city and like how he's affecting people in that city.
It's just Charles Manson getting his ribs taken out so he can blow himself.
I'm honestly like Charles Manson painting his fingernail black.
Yeah. The beautiful people.
Helter Skelter. None of it takes fruition. None of it is, in my opinion, like...
Well,
anywhere near as explosive or like awesomely shot like Pulp Fiction.
It wasn't supposed to be about Charles Manson. That was just something that was
totally
happening,
a subplot
that was happening around that time. It was more so about Leonardo's character dealing with the fact that he's kind of like,
which even that
getting pushed out of the,
even that is pushed too much aside by the side stuff, if you know what I mean.
I got you.
He's not strong enough.
Yeah,
because it looks like other shit is more exciting. His shit's not that exciting.
Yeah.
His stunt double is more exciting than him. He's picking up one of Manson's chicks and meeting them at the farm and like beating the fuck out of hippies and like beating the shit out of Bruce Lee in a scene. Like, it's really, his shit's intense and awesome. His backstory is fucking wild. Rick Dalton's an alcoholic has-been fucking actor.
Yeah.
Who isn't bad in any way, so you don't have like struggle to like him. And he's lovable. He's just kind of out of his time a little bit, but he gets back to, it's very weird. I'm like, okay, well, I love him, he's great, cool, done. Was I supposed to feel something different? Because I only feel a little bit weird about other characters that aren't the main character. It was very like watered down Tarantino.
Do you feel like you could have waited till...
I could have totally waited to DVD. It was gorgeous looking.
Yeah,
unfucking believably pretty.
Right.
Is
it like super oversaturated, like the colors and stuff?
Oh, yeah, like the yellows really and browns. Yeah. And green. Yeah, it was very gorgeous looking era film.
Mm.
Like stupid gorgeous era film. But it wasn't enough because I don't think the story's leads were powerful.
Maybe it was too much.
Yeah, it sucked.
Instead
of diving
into like two or three, like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And then have them meet back up at the end and kind of bow it.
I don't even need like clever coincidence to enjoy it, because like Reservoir Dogs is very like, this is just situational fucking like drama.
Right. Yeah.
We're in a room. Fuck you. Like, I was like, okay, I got a few of those. And I'm not like in need of gore, but like,
you don't mind it.
I love his extremes.
Yeah.
Like, his extremes are fucking crazy.
I mean, Kill Bill, there's a reason why. I mean, like, he did a black and white scene that used the most fake blood ever, and it was in black and white.
Yeah.
And it still had that awesome feel to it.
Yeah, there were the Tarantino effect scenes, but, like, they were few and far between.
Yeah.
Like I said, I could have easily cut 30, 40 minutes out of that bitch.
What do you give it?
Like a 7.
That's still pretty high.
It is, because it's still enjoyable. Like, everyone did their job just fine.
It's great.
But Leo's done better
work
for Tarantino in Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah.
Pitt has done better work for Tarantino in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
Like, there's been better...
Tarantino movies in general.
And better... Pulled more out of his actors.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll talk about the Chappelle special now. Josie and I watched that last night, and it was awesome. It was so good. I loved it. What is the controversy? I don't understand. I'm just kidding.
What is the controversy?
Yeah, why are people pissed?
He talked about Anthony Bourdain and LGBTQ.
And Jesse Smollett or whatever.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
The controversy is, one, that his stance was on Michael Jackson. Because it's also a Netflix-produced, or not a Netflix-produced special, but...
It is.
The Michael Jackson one, I thought it was HBO.
Oh, no, that's HBO. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, sorry, not because it's produced by Netflix, but because it's just a very controversial stance to say, like, I don't believe those two dudes who made that.
But then he said, if I was a betting man, he did that shit.
Yeah, But that's not enough. You can't, if you're going to be in a protest culture, you're going to not wait till the punchline.
But that's the thing.
So the bloggers hated it. Everyone else that I've talked, like, read about, like, normal people were like, oh, dude, cool Chappelle special.
What I thought was great.
Very Chappelle-y.
I wonder if, like, people, like, in the audience, since they were all laughing at it, do they get blamed?
Well, you could feel the tension on the Bourdain one because it was so fresh and there's such a great love for him. And he was kind of like, why you kill yourself? Like, I had a friend who's horrible.
That was amazing.
And he
that
didn't
was
even
so
think
funny.
About that. He never
Wait,
gave
when
that
did
one
Anthony
catharsis.
Bourdain kill himself? That's a dude from fucking Man vs. Food?
No, that's the... He does, like, a bunch of cooking shows, but not Man vs. Food.
Okay.
That's some weird little fat guy.
I like him a lot.
Yeah. Anthony Bourdain's, like, the old dude. He's got, like, grayish hair, real tall.
Yeah.
I forget what his are called. Like, his shows are, like, Anthony Bourdain Abroad and, like... Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But he's... really a fucking awesomely articulate dude. He's really funny. He's really like, he used to be a fucking raging alcoholic cokehead line cook, yeah, like growing up, and like now he's
so they just think it's like a too soon type deal.
Too soon, like god damn, like dude, Anthony Bourdain's great. There's, he was saying the hypocrisy of wanting the thought of killing yourself doesn't even occur to some people, but yet this rich guy who,
which is totally
presumably has it all,
yeah,
but then he does talk about like, he's like, you don't know what's going on. Right. In that head, but I don't think people thought that was enough, like a padding at the
I
end.
I thought it was very strange that, like, when he goes on the rant of, like, oh, you can't do that, and if you do this, I'm going to blah, 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 and, like, he's like, now who's that impression of? And people are like, Trump. I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah, he was pretty like, much saying, like, no, that's just a hypocrite, idiot.
No, that's you guys. He's yeah, like, you, the audience. Yeah.
People are hypocritical.
One thing that, another thing that Josie picked up on, that cell phone ring.
Yeah.
Like, he talks about the fact that cell phones are locked up at those shows.
Yeah.
So how the fuck did that cell phone ring it in?
I have no clue.
Do you think it's more... Hang on a second. Okay, that's cool.
I totally saw some people in the background of that special pulling people. Like, security, like, was doing their job pretty heavily. So I wonder if someone just snuck that fucker in.
Yeah, maybe. But, like, yeah.
He seemed like if it was spontaneous... He acted on it super awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
If it was scripted to make a joke, good on him too, because
it worked.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, it worked enough.
Sure.
I really enjoyed the special. His whole metaphor for the LGBTQ community, yeah, that was fantastic.
People are also hating that.
For sure. But
he admits it. He's like, they fucking hate my guts,
and what's funny,
man.
He's like, it's not their fault. It's mine. I can't stop writing these fucking jokes. You're just like, dude, that's sick. Because he takes all the blame for it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like it was like super controversial or super shitty.
If anyone followed a joke to its conclusion, they usually got consensus from it. Like even when he's joking about the LGBTQ stuff, he goes, and then he talks about that dude who said all that homophobic shit. And he's like, no, that dude was obviously black because I would say that shit.
Yeah.
Not a white boy.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a, like, dude, and the funniest fucking jokes about, like, there's a white coming down my yard, like, really funny, like, Second Amendment jokes, like, it just literally, he poked at every fucking
controversial,
easily pokeable
subject. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, he didn't shy away from very, very rough subjects that most comedians are like, I'm not trying to get fired forever.
Yeah, and I don't know, I felt like... It didn't feel as ballsy as, like, because there was so much, like, it's insane, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, I watched it, and I was like, this seems like
you
a fucking regular...
this fucking shit.
Like, this seems like a regular comedy special to me.
No, it did feel like a regular comedy special. Like, I'd say 10...
Who's that dude with the beard that you like a lot?
Tom Segura?
Yeah, it felt like one of his.
Exactly.
Because
it
Tom
is.
Segura, like, is not fucking, like, PC.
No, not at all.
But you're also telling fucking jokes.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
they're jokes.
He talks about that, too. He's like, and he lives in Yellow Springs, Ohio. He has an Asian wife. If he's making fun of an Asian person, if he identifies as Asian.
He was like, I don't do that in front of her unless we're in, like, a real fight. Like, it's amazing. Like, it's just like, I don't know. I give the special, like, a 10. It delivered on every level, and I don't think... And people are just going to yell about shit so they get fucking... So they can be seen and heard and all that and get type of, like, fucking validation from the fact that their point matters. Fuck them.
It's
cares?
Very wild. I was like, okay, cool. So the loudest people are bitchiest.
Yeah.
And those are bloggers and, like, you know, online presences that are like, can we get a ton of clickbait by... bashing this motherfucker.
That's exactly what it is. It's clickbait. It's that their website is now getting clicked more, and those ads are now paying more to them. That's all it fucking is.
Let's click this and read why they're mad at him instead of watching it.
People would rather fucking light a torch, and even if they don't believe in that shit, they just want their fucking 5 minutes, their fucking 5 seconds of just like, I read that person's article, which I will tell you right now, I don't know any motherfucker that writes that type of shit, because I've read a bunch of those articles. Never once have I looked at the author.
No,
don't
God,
give a
no.
fuck about
them. Oh, could care. Two fucks less.
I'm just like, why is this person fucking like in the hot seat right now? I'll click it, read it. I'm like, that's dumb as hell. Move on.
I forget what
that fucking R. Kelly joke was. Incredible. My God, if you haven't seen it, it's incredible.
Like, I don't know that dude.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so good. Like, there's so many points of it that you're just like, that's sick. Like, it's perfect. It's really good.
It's I loved it. It was great.
What else?
Also saw Righteous Gemstones.
What the fuck,
dude? Okay, so it's got fucking it's written by oh my God, fucking what's his face from Arizona, Danny McBride.
Okay,
written by Danny McBride.
It's a TV series.
It's a TV series on HBO about a evangelical family, and it's got Adam DeMamp from Workaholics. It's fucking hilarious. Like, me and Courtney were like astonished by how it's such a fucking funny show.
How much is John Goodman in it?
He's in it. There's only two episodes, and he's in both of them, or three episodes.
It's airing right now.
Yeah, it's on HBO, airing with Succession.
I haven't even watched Succession yet,
dude. The episode came out early, so you can watch it right now.
What do you mean?
The newest one,
Succession.
Oh, I'm watching them now. I can't not.
Yeah, no, I'm waiting.
Also, I got a total crush on Shiv. It happens.
It happens.
Yep.
Okay, so they're on episode 4. I might start it soon.
Righteous Gemstones is fucking hilarious, though.
Okay.
Rated R comedy about this fucked up family. Not really fucked up in Succession way, but like more like, well, we're going to make money off God, and God is good.
Right, yeah.
Let's have some fun.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to, you know, the like smaller congregations like come to them, like they're like, hey, I'm Brother Daniel, hey, nice to meet you guys, and they're like, well, our time is precious, what do you need? And he's like, I mean we're fellow brothers, I just wanted to, you know, welcome you to our community. I see you guys are building that mega church. We just wanted to make sure, like, you know, our congregations were safe, you weren't going to try to like take our people, like our flock is tended for, don't worry. He's like, God's people will all come to me, go fuck yourself, little man. He's like, excuse me? He's like, this is my goddamn game. Like, get out of my face, dumbass. And he's like, you're a blasphemous piece of shit. Like, and then like his son's like, I will fucking elbow drive you if you talk to daddy that way. Like,
that's amazing.
They're both funny, like, because they're both his kids.
And I think it's, 9 episodes long?
Yeah, I think so. Dude, it's fucking fun.
Yeah, 9.
Yeah, Righteous Gemstones.
It ends 2 days before my birthday.
Aw.
Yeah, that's when I'll start watching.
Good.
What do you give it?
8.5 Deep Impacts.
Man of Steel, I watched.
So dope.
I actually really enjoy this movie a lot more now than I did before, just because I'm like, well, I know what it is. And I don't know. I fucking love Zack Snyder and the way that he shoots shit.
It has a very...
He's just good. And I understand that there's like shit in it that I'm like, that's definitely not Superman. But at like this point in time, I'm like, fuck it. It's a Superman movie that
sure
is definitely way different. It's an Elsewhere. It's a What If or whatever the fuck.
I was always like... the biggest fan of that movie.
You were, definitely. I give this movie like an 8, but like I definitely really enjoyed it. And then
you probably went up from a 6.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I started watching BVS right after that, and those two, like, I'm trying to watch that, BVS, Wonder Woman, and then Justice League to kind of get that whole Snyder feel. I know that he didn't do Wonder Woman, but I just kind of wanted to see like that take place again in my brain, now that I know what they all are, and I'm like, and the kind of like that piece of shit like rubbed off of me, because like there's still awesome stuff of Batman v Superman other than that fucking Martha scene.
You gonna watch Justice League?
Yeah, I own it.
Okay.
I mean, dude, like, I own all these movies.
Yeah.
Because I love comic book movies in general, so like seeing them on the big screen, it does definitely do something for me. Even if it's not the representation that I feel like it should be,
yeah,
it's still nice to see somebody's interpretation of it. And as I grow older, I notice that I don't really give a fuck about other shit anymore, you know? Suicide Squad I rewatched, and I was like, this is still a pile of turds.
This is just a big pile of fucking turds.
I would literally rather watch a static shot of poop on the screen for an hour and a half.
I also would not say that I'm going to ever grow on Steppenwolf or that whole fucking thing.
I haven't gone to Justice League yet, and I feel like that's when I'll start to be like, yeah, it's not as good. But then again, like, that first scene with Batman taking down the fucking parademon, tight as hell.
That is tight as hell.
Haven't even watched it in a minute, but that's going to be sick, and I know that. And I know the kitschy bullshit banter is going to kind of flummox me.
Oh, you got to have some Aquaman silliness.
Yeah, that one wasn't that bad. It's more so, like, stuff with, like, Batman, like, fucking, like, what's your superpower? I'm rich. Like, fuck off. There's just certain shit, but yeah.
And they all do them, though.
Yeah.
They all have them.
But, like, Marvel does a really good job at making it good moments for that.
Yeah. That is America's ass.
I mean, it works, like, crazy.
No,
like,
and their talent, I think, is, like, I don't know, like, that Guardians, when they took that Guardians leap, I was like, fucking A, man.
They can literally do anything.
It's perfect.
They can do anything.
Now you can mend all that shit together.
And they can look like, when I heard about Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm like, what is that? I don't even
What's
know.
What's Drax?
I don't even know what the fuck this is. I was like, this is going to be probably terrible. One of the best Marvel movies ever.
For sure.
One and two are incredible. Like, they're both way good, strong movies, and that cast is perfect for them.
Yeah.
I will say that I think that fucking DC definitely felt like, everyone likes Dark Knight. Let's make Man of Steel like Dark Knight. Dark as fuck. Get, like, fucking Zack Snyder. He's a good director. Let's make it heavy and weighted and earth.
Shit, yeah.
And it was, and people were like, well, that's not really Supes and shit. And then it's like, all right, well, Batman v Superman's going to be the next one. And everyone's like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. And they still weighted it heavily and dark. But that movie is insanely operatic. That fucking score by Hans Zimmer rocks my fucking socks, dude. It's good. It's fucking tight.
He's very good at his job.
He's way good. And then I think they get the Justice League and they're like, Avenger it up. And then it doesn't work for that tone. No. And everything feels forced and weird and shit. It felt like checking boxes of like, well, this made $1 billion. Let's just do that.
Make a billion.
There's no like love and care that's put in like the Marvel universe. It's not like they were just releasing shit to release it. They had like this huge thing.
Yeah.
Planned out for 10
Trust
years.
Trust me, I know how shitty that went down.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just a bummer. But, yeah, BVS right now, I mean, even that movie, I enjoy
it. Hey, maybe you should watch Apocalypse.
I enjoy, what?
X-Men Apocalypse, huh? That'll get you fired up.
I'm sorry, what?
Isn't there X-Men Apocalypse where Apocalypse comes?
Oh, God, yeah, that was bad. My bad.
I was like, am I retarded? Like, X-Men Apocalypse, you're like, X who?
No, I only heard Apocalypse, and I was like, Apocalypse now? What do you mean?
But I'm in shitty superhero movies.
I haven't even I haven't seen Dark Phoenix yet. I haven't even seen Spider-Man.
Don't worry. Oh, Spider-Man's still in the theater, by the way.
I know, I need to see it.
It was shocking. I was trying to find Peanut Butter Falcon, but it wasn't there.
Huh?
What?
Is that a candy?
No, that's a movie.
Peanut Butter Falcon?
With Shia LaBeouf.
Really?
Yeah, called Peanut Butter Falcon, about a, like, he takes this like MD kid on the road with him. He's kind of like a fucking drifter, and this kid escapes. And he meets up with Shia because Shia is just sort of a drifter fucking vagabond.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid's like, I want to become a wrestler. And he's like, well, let's go down to fucking Memphis. Like, you can go to wrestling school down there. I'll take you. And it's their adventure to get him there. And like one night when they're like fucking around, he's like, you got to have a name. And he's like, Peanut Butter Falcon.
That's
and he's
amazing.
Like, that's your name. That's your name. Like,
John Hawks is in it too.
It looks heartwarming as fuck and really fun.
Yeah, the poster is like the sweetest darn film of the decade.
Yeah, like they shoot, like they're shooting shotguns on train tracks and the kid like falls over and he's like, you did it though. You fucking did it, dude. Like,
that sounds tight.
Yeah. So I was looking for that. That's not it. That's at like Tinseltown.
Yeah, that's gonna
and
be
I was
a
like, fuck.
Tough one to see.
So I went and saw Once Upon.
Well, what else do you see?
Oh, let me see. My phone went to sleep here.
Shitty
phone. Come on, fill that time like I do.
Okay, so I saw Dark Crystal. Did you know that Netflix
is... The new one?
Netflix made a TV show.
Oh, you watched the original Dark Crystal?
Yeah.
Do you like Muppets?
Not really. I'm not like a... It's not that... all right, the world building of the film, incredible. The actual film, dog shit. Mm-hmm. My God, was it boring as fuck. Mm-hmm. And that little fucking Gelfling motherfucker, fuck him. He's so annoying and shitty. I hate him.
Oh, yes.
And then he meets the other Gelfling. She sucks. Like, the whole movie is just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I know people were like, Dark Crystal's incredible. And then I started watching the series.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not good.
No.
I give them all threes.
Perfect.
Across
Perfect.
The board. And I fell asleep during Dark Crystal at the end. I get it, though. I'm sure he found the shard, shot those fucking turkey-looking motherfuckers, and Jesus. Ended it, you know?
Yeah, it's rough to watch. Whew. I watched What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show.
How's that?
Fucking
amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Fucking perfect.
What's it on?
Amazon.
Okay, right on.
And it's executive produced by Jermaine.
I can't believe Josie hasn't been like all... She loves What We Do in the Shadows.
It's fucking hilarious. The crew of people, it's the same premise, but it's a family in a house that obviously Jermaine isn't in it, but he produces it. Same music. The three actors are fucking perfect.
Okay, so it's
I was so scared. It wasn't those three.
Okay. I thought that it was a continuation of them.
It's just another chronicling of these fucked up vampires.
But it's still vampires.
And there's werewolves. Like, it's, okay. You know, the same, you know, same idea, too. He's like, my name is Drulan the Relentless. He's like, because I never relent. That's me there, not relenting. Look how strong I am.
Yeah,
it's like, it's so fucking funny and
mockumentary
perfect.
Style. Yeah.
Like, they have a familiar that's like a nerd dude that helps them. But the funniest fucking thing is at the end of the first episode, he's like, I think that's everyone. Oh no, wait. Colin, he's a what do you call psychic vampire. And it's just this nerdy dude who fucking drains people's energy. He's just a human, but he calls himself a psychic vampire and just eats the life out of people.
Yep, that's amazing.
And when he's done, like, boring someone to death, he's like, yes, and, like, walks away. But he's like Milton from The Office, or that's from incredible. Office Space. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
What do you
highly recommend it. 10. It's fucking awesome.
We started the second season of Mindhunter. I'm thoroughly enjoying it so far.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been watching a ton of South Park, and it's incredible. Have you ever seen the episode where the bikers come to town?
No.
And they use the F-A-G word, no. Like, the whole episode?
No.
My God. Because they're just like, oh, man, yeah, people aren't paying attention to us. And they're like, you know, you guys just have to be loud because, like, you're just, like, 16-year-old girls. You just want the attention and shit like that. It's fucking awesome. God, it's so good. We just watched that episode today.
South Park is one of the most, like, shockingly wonderful things. When you start watching it again, you're like, oh, my God, ingenious.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Crazy good. Anyways, go ahead. That's all I've seen.
I started to watch Carnival Row.
Yeah, I've been hearing good shit about that. Nah?
Well, I was tired, so I'll give the first episode another.
Amazon, okay.
I'll give the episode another try.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, let's hop into Tessa Tony. We watch As Good As It Gets. God damn, dude, I like this movie.
It is not without its wonderful fucking writing and acting.
What don't you like about it?
I just feel like I've seen it so many times
really?
Now. This time I was like, this will probably be the last.
Yeah.
I like the story. It's not a believable love story to me.
Right.
Because Helen Hunt is so much better than him, as he's such a monster. Even in the end, I'm like, what a pile of shit.
Yeah.
Why be with a complicated pile of shit like this? He offers nothing other than his book money.
Well, no. I think that he's a caring soul deep down. He just
has. Could you imagine trying to have sex with him? Like,
God, no.
Jesus.
I love when the fucking painter does the impression of him.
Yeah.
Oh, come here, you little cocksucker.
Come to daddy.
Yeah, you want to go down to the chute again? I'm so sorry, sweetheart. Yeah, come to daddy. That was incredible. I don't know. This movie, like, I haven't seen it since I was, like, probably 12.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I was just like, fuck, this movie rocks. It still holds up. It's so good.
There's some moments in it that are, like, fucking
way cringe.
Way cringe and way fucking hilarious, too.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I really, Cuba Gooding Jr. is amazing.
Yeah.
My grandma had more attitude than you. But, and then he ends up using that line. I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I give that movie, like, an 8.5.
It's a very unique movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
especially
it's a wildly unique movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very, like, nothing special cinematography or visually wise.
No.
Like, but it's story. That's all it is. It's
super,
like,
cookie
super
cutter
story.
Filmmaking, but the story stands so well that I feel like
it's
totally
worth
it.
I got
it.
Like, 7 fucking Academies.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. I mean, I give it like an 8. Like, it's an incredible story.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. What's happening? That was quick. What's happening? Movie of the week. We watched The Favorite.
Yeah, slap some butter on me. We watched The Favorite.
Okay, so I'm gonna be completely transparent here.
I don't care.
I definitely fell asleep.
Oh my gosh, Paul fell asleep during a movie watching? Shut up and
dude,
get the newspaper.
It's been a long time since I've done that.
Okay, but it is a tradition of yours.
Jesus fucking Christ, this movie blew. Oh my God.
It's pretty fun though.
Like, okay, so there was parts where I was like, okay, I kind of get it, but God damn, is this boring to fucking listen to. It's like, all right.
I love Victorian looks.
The cinematography of that movie was mind-blowingly good.
Oh yeah, yeah. Really weird shots, like fisheye shit.
The fisheye shots, I was like, that is such a strange choice, and I love it.
It's wild, yeah.
It reminds me a lot of skateboarding, but it was just a neat fucking feel to that
yeah.
small room making kind of... Anyways, The movie making of it was incredible. The acting, I understand. It all felt very Victorian. They did great jobs. Holy fuck, I don't
you
care.
You just don't care about like the Robin Hood era or
okay,
like
no,
the
not even that. No, no, no.
Three Musketeers.
I like Three Musketeers. I like Knights. I like Victorian era. Now, what I will say, though, is that Jesus fucking Christ, this was so boring. I could not get behind any of the characters. I didn't give a fuck about anybody.
I hated them all.
Dude, like
most
fucking
of them. I like the Queen.
Emma Stone, they're like, she's a viper. Get rid of her. And I'm like, why does she have a scar? I just woke up during this part. Whatever the fuck. I get it. Like, she's getting pushed out now. I don't fucking care.
So you're also
I tried
going
to, watch
to admit
it.
You didn't
I tried
really
to watch
give it.
I tried to watch it
all
three different times.
What's wrong with your brain then?
It's dude, this movie is like fucking Lunesta. Okay.
This melatonin movie.
Dude, it might as well be called Ambien. Like, this shit knocked me out.
We enjoyed it.
You and Courtney
we stayed
watching?
Up for the entire watching.
2.5 fucking hours of just
it
like,
was long.
Blah, blah,
I could have cut. I could have cut 45 minutes out
I
of this
cut
as well.
Fucking 2 hours from this movie.
You did pretty much because you slept through it.
I no.
You know why she got scar? Yeah, keep it up,
dude. I watched probably Next. Like a whole hour and a half of this movie. Okay,
Jesus.
So I only missed about an hour of it.
I like her outfit when she's shooting. Rachel Weisz's outfit when she's shooting with yeah. that badass hat, dude.
Yeah,
it's like Bloodborne, dude.
I don't know, man. This.
Oh, I liked it. I give it like a 7.
I give it like a fucking 2.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There are amazing, like I said, it looks incredible. The actors did a great job.
I never actually thought you'd enjoy it all that much. Whew. I just had to watch, you know, I was like, I'd already watched it, so I could give it to you to watch.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I understand. Well, I mean, I barely
Lift
watched
my,
it.
You know.
But hold my beer, bro. Mm-hmm. But now check this out. So like Succession is a show
yeah.
that is based in fucking like shit that I don't give a fuck about. Those characters are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The Favorite. Had no compelling characters at all.
You know it's based off like an actual thing that queen
oh,
did?
I'm sure it fucking is.
Isn't that wild?
I don't give a fuck about it, though.
She was eating pussies in her bed.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. A lesbian queen. Ooh. Fucking, who gives a fuck?
So you don't care about what happened?
No, not at all. That movie was boring as dog shit.
Now, being someone who doesn't properly watch movies.
Bullshit, I do. And like I said, I've been getting into more things that are fucking heady and just talking. Completely talking. Name one action shot in Succession. Do it. And he can't count the car flipping at the end.
Oh.
Dude, there's not. Like, it's all based on story. As good as it gets, I loved.
There's some violent shit in there.
There
he
is a little bit, yeah. The fucking,
the dog gets scared.
The killer from Scream was a real douche. And
hey,
Jamie Kennedy.
After all the duds you've put me through, I don't feel much remorse for making you watch The Favorite.
I get, like, that people...
It won best costumes.
I bet. It looked perfect.
It won best costumes.
Like I said, did it really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like, cinematography-wise, like, the movie making of it was amazing. It looked
yeah.
really good. Like,
but you were so bored. I understand.
Yeah. Just was not me. I'm trying to think of like a Victorian era thing that like I really enjoyed.
Man in the Iron Mask.
I did enjoy that, but there was a lot of boring bullshit in that too.
It really is boring bullshit.
That's like
in that
2.5 hours as well. It's like, why are they making fucking
yeah.
Avengers length movies about fucking these old
nothing
crusty farts that are way dead now?
I don't think you could name one that you really enjoy though.
I probably can.
Like,
hang on.
Victorian era films.
I'm gonna Google that right now.
I'm trying to think of one that I like. Am profoundly like into the no the Patriot is 1700s, but it's in America, so it's cooler. Mm. It's not France or fucking, you know, Venice.
Yeah, I'm yeah. looking through right now. Sweeney Todd, I never really saw.
Sucked ass,
but did it?
Yeah,
of Sweeney Todd.
Yeah,
yeah, all these look fucking horrific. All of these do.
So you might not be into that era.
I feel like if they did it well.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
The what's that? From Hell? That was good.
Oh, yeah, that is. Oh, and Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow, I love.
Yeah, you do.
Fucking hell yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
You sure do, bud.
Tim Burton and fucking. I guess I just really like it when Johnny Depp's in these movies.
Right.
Sweeney Todd and Sleepy Hollow.
And Johnny Depp really loves being in these movies.
Yeah. But yeah, so.
Oh, Amadeus. That's
Amadeus,
one of my
Amadeus.
Favorite fucking films.
Amadeus.
And that's
Amadeus is incredible, but that's a compelling fucking story.
Oh god, so good.
Shakespeare in Love? Fuck you.
Go suck it.
All right. I guess that
Lord in heaven
wraps up everything. I'm trying to see if there's any more fucking sweet fucking Victorian movies that like nope, there's not.
Wow.
Victoria era romance.
Oh, you
probably
know,
not gonna
yeah,
enjoy
like what?
Any
like
of these.
Oh god, what's that? What's that one?
Anna and the King.
Probably. That's probably one of them.
That's the one with, she was in Taxi Driver. I can't remember her name. Jodie Foster. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think that's probably the only two movies that
Moving on.
All right. So next week, we're going to do Texas Chainsaw Massacre for the test of Tony. A movie of the week is going to be The Fall of Reach, the Halo.
The Halo epic.
We're really taking a turn from the favorite here.
And it is a live action film, but it's only an hour and like 5 minutes long.
It's live action?
Yeah.
I thought it was CGI.
Bro, you'll see.
Is it like...
You'll see.
It's a lot of CGI with like kind of people in it, right?
There are humans in it that you're not going to care about. But you get 8 foot tall Master Chief. Fucking beast mode.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.